Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen, your host, and we're on eSETI Stargate, and we're on Rumble. What else? VMO, eSETI Stargate TV, and BBS Radio. So you can check us out there. And they have about 100 affiliates, and it goes out to 100 something countries. But anyway, it's really getting out there. A lot I wanted to talk about today because, just give people a heads up. It never ends. But I'm saying I want to first talk about the Olympics. They mock Jesus in the Last Supper with a scene played by transvestites and drag queens, and it was basically a tribute to Satan. Same as most of the halftime shows. It's unbelievably, it's gone dark. But if there's any doubt, satanic Luciferians are running the show. It's been erased by the sick and twisted Olympic opening. And it's been historically been made very clear, thou shalt not mock God. Whatever God you believe in, you just don't you don't mock God. So what happened after the show? The transvestite guy who lit the torch and the other guy were hit by lightning. The train stopped working and Paris went dark, total blackout, except for one church. And people of faith took to the streets, praising Jesus in support of Christian ideals, showing overwhelmingly that they found the Olympic opening disgusting, as I did too. But it's just, these guys are so narcissistic. They don't even realize how they look to the most of the world, but they'll figure it out soon. Anyway, I think that was an I am the truth and the light moment. And Cardinals are revealing Macron is married to a man. And I don't think France is done with more tribulations to come. So everything's being exposed. And this also explains Madron's French lip kiss with Trudeau, So I guess Piers Morgan missed that one. Candace Owens once really ruffled his feathers. These guys that are, they feign this disgust with. When the truth comes out about what's really going on, it and he's a classic example. But he'll figure it out, or he probably already figured it out, and he's just playing a game for the deep state. Who knows? But anyway, not everyone with an English accent is as smart or honorable as they sound. That's our big lesson there. So people would be shocked if they knew of the private lives of most politicians and the global elite. This ex also explains why they need to keep Ukraine, the most corrupt country on the planet, known for weaponized bioadrenochrome labs, child sex and drug trafficking, funded and the borders open to fuel their deprivation. So anyway, here's a no-brainer for Democrats. Why would you support child drug and sex trafficking? Totally kill all of Trump's executive orders to put an end to it, So looks like Biden and Kamala got employee of the year from the cartels. And anyway, it's, pay attention. It's really obvious. I love that thing, the brain, that there's a meme out there with, I discovered a brain, Anyway, look it up, check it out. So as far as the Trump failed assassination, it said, with any crime, follow the money. If you know who orchestrated the failed Trump assassination, research who has the most to lose if he gets elected. Trump is at war with the satanic Luciferian war on disease profiteers, the child and drug and sex traffickers, the pedophiles preying on innocent children. It seems the majority of Democrats support all the above, as well as some rhinos. So the majority are corrupt, morally and integrity impaired. You need a scorecard to know who's male and female. In today's leadership, sexual confusion and gender manipulation makes one susceptible to unseen negative influences, which explains why the push for the LGBTQW, whatever, right? I think they're adding more and more letters to that, but genitalia mutilation and gender confused people installed into the highest positions of leadership, and why do they have to hide it? Basically, I'll go more into that later. So if you do a Google search on Trump, on the Trump rally, you'll get Kamala Harris rally in Georgia. And Google is scrubbing Trump off all social media. Facebook is pushing the lie the assassination attempt was fake. The FBI is pushing Trump did not get shot. It was shrapnel, all trying to downplay or censor the event and why. They know their time's coming, you know. So anyway, I believe this and the lawfare, like the last election, is extremely biased election interference. And there might be some CEOs that just won an all expense paid vacation to Gitmo. So we strongly suggest moving over to Truth Social, X, and Telegram for now. I'm not sure what Telegram's going to do. There's a lot of rumors about Telegram, you know, doing a shift, but we'll see. But anyway, we don't even post anything on YouTube anymore or anything. It's or Facebook. You know, there's such a controlled narrative, and we don't match the community standards. You know, if you're BLM or Antifa, if you're gay, if you're transvestite, if you're anything other than just a decent human being, do not match the community standards over there. So anyway, enough of that. But anyway, I also feel that Congress should pass mandatory DNA tests, which would end the epidemic gender fraud in politics, as well as the music and movie industries. Can you imagine being called for Congress and asked the question, "Are you biologically male or female? If you lie, end of career." You know, what consenting adults do in their own is their own business, basically, but perpetuating a fraud and harming the children steps over the line. And now that the politicians can't get rich off tips with the stock market due to recent legislation, either a lot of politicians will retire, be given satchels of untraceable bills, or due to or still do the bidding of the deep state due to blackmail. So basically, that's what we have left now. So anyway, they should clean out a lot of them. You know, the present administration has weaponized the agencies, installed what some call mentally ill freak show. They've declared war on Christians, conservatives, the family unit, oil and gas, the food supply. And now it's getting harder and harder to find something to eat that's not fake meat injected with mRNA clot shot, or processed food laced with chemicals and carcinogens. You know, this includes the gender benders and birth control chemicals that they're adding to the food now. So there is an all-out war declared on humanity. The real question is, by who? You know, why is there so much inhumanity as you move up the ladder of power and wealth? Could there possibly be non-human interference? Figure that one out. Whether you call it demonic, you know, satanic, Luciferian, or reptilian, or whatever you want to call it, you know, there's definitely some non-human interference. So anyway, further along, the present administration, Democrats, and corrupt rhinos are pushing the Green New Steel and population reduction. So I'm all for population reduction if it begins with them. You know, if they're people of their word and believe we need to drastically reduce the population, it should begin with them. You know, the arrogant, narcissistic, "I'm too important or special" just doesn't cut it. I'm sorry, that doesn't match any kind of spiritual foundation whatsoever. So most of them are mentally and physically incapable of breeding anyway, so their goals are unsustainable. It's like the gay dinosaur theory. You know, maybe it wasn't a meteor that took out the dinosaurs. But anyway, there's a meme going around on that one. You know, if you can't make babies, you don't continue, basically. That's just nature. But anyway, as these new energies come in, the tyrants are going to go mad. You know, as the frequencies increase, their karma is going to be accelerated. And by the way, we're expected to have a colder winter than usual. The global temperatures are falling, not rising. The polar bears are fine, actually have risen to record numbers. And Plymouth Rock is still above the water, same level as when the pilgrims stepped on it. So climate change is due to solar and grander cycles. So it has, you know, nothing to do with carbon. Basically, it's minuscule. Actually, you know, CO2 is, you know, go to a volcano and check it out after a volcano erupts. Go see what happens. Everything just grows profusely. You know, why? Because there's a lot of CO2 in the air, there's a lot of ash on the ground. And so, of course, they don't want things to grow profusely because they're at war with the creator and all creation. So anyway, America is tired of being lectured by hypocritical leaders, actors, and musicians taking the moral high road. You know, kid diddlers traveling private jets, guzzling CUV, motorcades, living in multi-million dollar mansions, leaving a giant carbon footprint. And, by the way, do you see any solar panels on any of these mansions? Check out Al Gore's mansion. No solar panels. Guess what? Anyway, it's just a paradox, the whole thing. It said a man or woman's character is measured by their actions. And so their actions are a complete contradiction to their words. So why even listen to their advice? What's the real agenda? And that's what we need to go back to. If you're not speaking truth and you're not, a man of your word, if you're not acting on your word, then stop listening to these people. I like that in my best Jeff Foxworthy imitation. If you're suicidal, critically thinking, morally and integrally impaired, participating in your own loss of freedom and demise, you might be a Democrat, or a mainstream news anchor. You also might probably vote for Kamala. So, anyway, you know what most psychiatrists see when they see purple hair and dim signs, etc.? They see cha-ching, they say lifetime therapy, basically. So, should talk to some of them. Anyway, Kamala's Georgia campaign rally was mainly CGI due to the fact, like Biden, they can't pay enough actors to make it look like a good turnout. According to the Real Raw News, people in the audience had six fingers. Facial recognition proves out of 2,640 alleged attendees' faces, 2,136 were no matches. They were like added people, So, in other words, it was a deep fake CGI perpetuated by the lamestream media. Also, too, they have these rallies, they have these big conferences, and everybody comes to see these people. And then they have Kamala step in, and she, if it was just her, nobody would be there. I mean, it's like the Biden appearances, they huddle everybody together and they have a really tight little lens and they make it look like there's a big audience there. But if you expand out, there's no one there. And this is a really bad joke that's being, played on us. We need to check this out. So in other words, it was a deep state fake CGI perpetuated by the lamestream media. And you're going to see a lot of that. They are doing everything to remake Kamala into a Cinderella story. They're also pushing the shooter was Republican MAGA supporter when his social media clearly shows he was pro-Biden and all of his policies. So anyway, other people are grabbing his posts and finding out more about him, despite what the FBI is saying. So there's attempts to downplay, shift the blame to Republicans, or censor the fact that most aggression and hostility is coming from the Democrats. The MAGA people, it's just make America great again, basically. That's what it means. And they just want to be left alone, They only when you trespass on their freedoms do they react. The bottom line is the president administration bears full responsibility for the security collapse and failed Trump assassination. Anyone fired yet? Oh, but anyway, they anytime anything hostile, they try to blame it on MAGA, but and almost every time, look at all the riots and everything else. It's not MAGA, it's the left. So people need to wake up to that fact. It's all smoke and mirrors. So anyway, again, you could probably end Kamala's career right away by, whatever, Kamala, whose pronouns are a question mark, you could end her president, could be destroyed by one question, actually a few. What have you done for the people, basically? Just what has she done in the past? I mean, name something good she's done for the people. Like she makes up stuff, but whatever. Anyway, to be more specific, what have you done as the border czar? Yes, you were appointed border czar, and it was on Biden's and your website, despite the lies and deceptions of lamestream media, including Raggedy Ann, the Truth Challenge press secretary. Didn't they lie about the condition of Biden? Just bold-faced lies over and over and over. They knew the truth. How does no one home at the White House factor into national security? Come on. Makes, common sense, folks. It's not very common. Anyway, ask Kamala, what have you done for the economy with record inflation? What have you done to provide the energy needs for America? What has your administration done to protect civil rights other than weaponize all the agencies. How many black men were jailed for marijuana when you were a California DA? You laughed, when you admitted that you smoked marijuana. I don't think the ones in prison were laughing, despite the Democratic Party being the party of the KKK. What have you done for black America other than toss them into abject poverty and jail quite a few of them, basically? So do you even know the relationship between crime and poverty? What defunding the police will do to society? Oversight is necessary in some cases where there's an abuse of power, but why not defund the fire departments with the goal to prevent fires? Yeah, if there's no fire department, we won't have fires anymore. This is like, you guys, this is mentally ill, basically. What platform are you running on other than nonsensical word salads nobody understands? Seriously, a good economy brings the crime rate down. Abundant energy creates a good economy. Your Green New Steel is making the people poorer, the rich richer, doing nothing to curb the myth of global warming. Climate change, yes. Climate's always changing, and it's due to grander cycles that are happening. So according to the raw data, temperatures globally are going down. The oceans are not disappearing. And so I'm saying, what do you and your party have to offer the American people other than rapid decline, abject poverty, skyrocketing crime, ending in WW3 due to failed foreign policies? Something that your deep state handlers would love to see. The ultimate depopulation program, basically. So when I go back to the failed Trump assassination, there's so much, there are photos and video surfacing showing crooks, a supposed lone gunman's ties to BlackRock. He was in one of their videos. There are photos surfacing showing crooks with top CEOs, along with the photos that are very incriminating, not just with BlackRock, but with top officials in Secret Service, FBI, CIA, in uniform walking right alongside them. Is this all Photoshopped? Who knows? I doubt it. But it's all over the internet. It's popping up everywhere. So his other encrypted phones had some interesting pings on them, identifying him communicating with known CIA and FBI hangouts, along with offshore accounts. So why would he have offshore accounts? Anyway, we find it odd that top levels in the Secret Service also had encrypted phones. So anyway, how anybody in their right mind could believe that Crooks is a lone gunman is beyond me. I mean, there's the evidence is all it's there. You can't miss it. According to one Secret Service sniper's written testimony, he had the assassin in his sights for 3 minutes, was told to stand down by top Secret Service officials. And he did fire. He broke the rules anyway and did fire after he started firing. But this needs to be looked into. I mean, there's a sworn statement out there. So there's a new video showing the shooter walking on the roof in plain sight, taken from the stands. Why did none of the security detail observe this? There's testimony by police stating no one was assigned by Secret Service to watch the roof. No one was in the rooms overlooking the roof. They were all downstairs. So why was the window open with a direct line of sight to Trump upstairs, and who was in there? Why is it not occupied by Secret Service snipers with a complete view of the rooftops? According to Dan Bongino's sources, there was no meeting with the Secret Service and the regular police, the Beaver County SWAT team, until after the event. That's a total fail. I mean, nothing was orchestrated. So the Secret Service sniper detail was not even authorized until the day before the event. So this is a total fail on the highest levels, basically. And I think it was on purpose, to be honest with you. So the Secret Service also made a new rule to not give sniper protection unless it's within driving distance of DC. God. Sorry, you can't campaign outside of driving distance of DC. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mayorkas and top SS officials lied about turning down, Secret Service protection for Trump. Why? Is the new guy in charge of the Secret Service one of these top officials making these new policies? Was he involved in the stand down order? And I'm just asking for a friend. Don't expect any changes, firings, or the official story to have any merit, just as the Kennedy assassination. So far it has so many twists and turns and misinformation. It looks like a serpent. May very well end up being a serpent, but that's a whole nother story. Anyway, there's a video was just released how BlackRock is going to bankrupt America, toss us into abject poverty, then introduce their electronic banking digital ID having total control of the people. Plans the global elite New World Order boys have been carrying out for years. So, or should I say, put it in place. They want to put in place a tyrannical regime over whoever's left after the billionaire eugenicist plagues, clot-shot depopulation programs, the poison of the air, the water, and food. And again, this includes artificial food shortages, gender bender, and sterilization chemicals in the food, along with MRA injected livestock. This is, you got to take a look at this, folks. It's and here's a good one. Democrats, do you really think you're not going to be affected by this? I mean, there's this like weird gloss over it. It's they're participating in their own demise, and they think it's not going to affect them. So just think about this. When you have a glass of water, you take a breath of air, you go to your market, it affects everybody. We all got to unify around this. Stop this division program. So anyway, I like that. I think the official song for the DNC should be the Scarecrow singing "If I Only Had a Brain." Again, there's a video out there about this guy discovering a brain. Again, check it out. So anyway, APW had put options to the tune of $12 million to short Trump stocks days before the assassination attempt. Fact checkers, actually, it was hours before the assassination attempt. Fact checkers and the media are doing all they can to scrub this, but screenshots prove it happened. So let's see who is connected to APW: BlackRock, Vanguard, Cheney, Soros, Rothschild. Definitely not fans of Trump. So, oh wait, didn't Soros Jr. post a meme with a bullet hole and $47 just before the assassination attempt? They do have to notify us of what they're doing. So they either knew beforehand or were complicit. That's the only two options there. So this brings us back to the beginning. Who would have something to lose if Trump wins, especially if he reinstates the executive orders Biden deleted after his second day in office to end child, drug, and sex trafficking, along with all the assets being confiscated of those involved in these ungodly acts? So who would lose if he ends the wars, ended Big Pharma, and held them accountable? Allegedly, $575 million was given to Butler County before the event. Why? Where did that go? Pretty expensive. They should get their money back. It failed. Anyway, again, the biggest losers in a Trump win would be the satanic Luciferian war and disease profiteers, billionaire eugenicists, child drug and sex traffickers, cartels, pedophiles, the morally challenged are screaming the loudest in the music and movie industry, Decepticons in the corporate owned news, corrupt politicians, et cetera, all would have the most to lose. So who is attacking Trump right now? Who's resisting him being elected the most? All the above, basically. It's a no-brainer. Come on, folks, use your brain. So Trump has bragging rights, no wars, great economy, best record on the border invasion, low crime, abundant low energy prices. What has the Biden Kamala admin done? The opposite, basically. So anyway, I would call them the powers that were, especially after the failed assassination. There was a Marine F-35B jet hovering over the Capitol building recently, and guess who controls the Marines? So I think that was a message. Anyway, we have to ask, why were the marshals activated, the Coast Guard? Why was a plating ship hovering over Trump's rally? How many shooters were there? Some say two, three, some even say four. The sound analysis proves there are at least two to three shooters. So how did they all miss? How would taking a bullet for America go down in history? What would it do to Trump polls? Trump may not be a saint, but he is a fighter, a warrior, and he loves America. So time to get behind him and take back America. So basically, I don't believe, I believe the real power is within. And when we go within, And that's what Trump is trying to reinstate. He's trying to bring the power back to the people, back to the states, back to the people. And that's why they want to get rid of him. But you know, we shouldn't expect Trump to do all this for us. We should be rising up and doing it for ourselves. So, I mean, they're trying to give us our power back, but we have to take it and we have to stand tall. And that's what's going on right now. And the people that want to take your power away and want to make you dependent, and you know, their old program is keep them sick, stupid, and poor, basically. And that's kind of a, right now, that's kind of a slogan with the Democrats. But anyway, the beautiful many ascended masters, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, some of our ancient ancestors, the Federation of Wars, of Worlds, I'm sorry, Space Fleet, the White Hats are all moving forward. So nothing can stop what is coming. We're about to shift into universal law, join the galactic family of man in peace, and take a quantum leap in evolution. As in all monumental changes, it will get a little bit of it's going to get a little messy. So as the old guard falls, they're deeply entrenched in every aspect of our lives. So there's going to have to be a major reboot. So kind of prepare for that. So it's time to become as sovereign as possible, prepare on every level, physically, mentally, and emotionally. The entitlement, dependency, service to self programs are all coming to an end. The tyranny, corruption, and fraud are also surfacing for all to see. So buckle up. You know, it's going to be some interesting times. So anyway, basically here at SETI, and I know other places, I'm seeing footage around the world, amazing footage of UFOs showing everything from physical ships to less dense physical ships to energy ships to light ships are appearing. And we're having all the above in masses over SETI right now, and fleets are flying. And we just had people here this last week that were just blown away after seeing all the, like one guy in the field, he said, "Yeah, I gotta say something about Gil," and he delivered, you know. But anyway, it's not about me, you know. It's you know, the power's within everybody. God is within everyone and everything. So it's time to wake up to that. But anyway, it's almost like the creator itself is pressing in right now with its you know, leagues of light beings, and it's going to get really interesting. So but you're going to see the dark hearts, everything's going to be exposed, and they're going to go you know, kicking and screaming. So anyway, on that note, I wanted to open up to question and answers, Q&As. I haven't done that for a while, and bring that in. We will start having some guests on pretty soon, but there's just so much breaking news that people need to take a deep, you know, a look at. And I also realize too, there's some people you're not going to change. I mean, they are so socially engineered, so brainwashed. You know, if their leaders told them to walk off a cliff, you know, like lemmings, they would do it. You know, if they told them, "Hey, if you walk off this cliff, you know, you're going to get everything. You know, everything's waiting for you. Heaven's right on the other side of that cliff." They'd do it, you know. So, anyways, you know, I'm at a point now where I'm pointing the cliff out to some of them. "Hey, cliff's over there." No. Anyway, it's just getting old. Okay, first question.
Hey James, can you explain how portals work and how to know if you have one at your home that is allowing negative influence through?
Yeah, a lot of the negative influence things, usually there's areas where something happened. Like there was a war there was a massacre, there's a lot of Native American massacres and things that happen, and they create, you know, there's Civil War stuff that happened. There's things that open up areas to a lot of unseen negative influences that are, and even if there's a lot in your house, if there's a lot of anger and a lot of people in ignorance calling in the wrong energies, you know, there's a lot of sickness and illness, that also opens a portal, that opens energy to these things. So, and the good news is you can create a positive portal. You can actually clear the energy, you can charge crystals, you can use salt and sage and things like that, and it's all about intent. And you can create your own portal. You know, like it's like, you know, people ask about SETI, you know, it's like the chicken and the egg story, which came first. You know, did we create the portals? Were the portals already here. And when I came to the land, the possibility of some amazing things was there. It was dormant, but there's also a lot of negative stuff happening on the land and mistreatment of the land and the gnomes and fairy. Everybody were pissed off, and so we had to clear all that up and make peace with everybody, and that opened up the potential of all these, and all of a sudden all these portals opened up on the land that we found that were anchored in a long time ago. They just need to be activated and worked with, but usually if there's a negative portal, or even a negative person can be a portal, and they can, we just experience things like we experience that here all the time. We have people coming here that in air they've called on, they've been abused as a kid. They're trying to regain their power. Something happened, so they open the door for these other entities to come in, and all of a sudden they feel this power and this strength, and but they don't realize there's a price to pay when you work with these darker forces. I mean, they'll give you abilities and they'll give you power and things like that, but eventually there's a price to pay, and the Reaper comes. Again, it's so important if we just do clearings on a regular practice, and the clearings are in all my books. It's in the self, we teach it at the Self Master Class, which we have, it's on the 7th, I think it starts. I don't know, 7th, it's on that weekend of August 7th, and it's the 8-8, the big 8-8 thing is happening too on Thursday. So next week. So we're gonna have a thing around that, but we'll be here and we'll do a meditation around that. But it's amazing that what you can do, especially in groups, what you can do to turn this planet around and clean out. Like a positive thought or consciousness is 1,000 times stronger than the negative. And love is the ultimate power in the universe. And when you call on that, you can create your own portal and clear out all these negative portals. But I'm going to do a show on that coming up. And Kimberly asked me about that. And we're probably going to do a show and talking about, because a lot of people are calling on these energies from a wounded space. And they're calling on other wounded energies, and they're calling on unseen negative influences in air, because they just haven't been taught otherwise on how to do clear them. So probably a whole show on that. But again, if there's a lot of accidents, a lot of illness, a lot of emotional outbursts going on, a lot of sadness or anger or things like that, you've probably got some negative influences, or might have a negative portal, and it could be anchored into the land, it could be anchored into a person. And but again, you can, the ultimate power is creator. You can call creator through you, through the heart, into that situation, blast it, clear it out.
Hi, James. With some people claiming to have had visits on ships, have you or anyone you know had that experience? And how can one create that experience for themselves?
What was the first part again? Sorry.
With some people claiming to have had visits on ships,
Yeah.
have you or anyone you know had that experience? And how can one create that experience for themselves?
First of all, use discernment, because just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And the negative ones are being cleaned out right now. There's not many left, thank God. But the ships, contact comes with enlightenment. The more you focus on releasing the past, healing unseen negative influences, wounds and traumas from past experiences, your frequency goes up. And when your frequency gets to a certain level, you're a beacon, and they're going to find you, and they'll start. They're not going to pick up people they can't work with. There's no purposeful good in that. So, same thing. We have to be a civilization worth saving. If we want help, we have to ask for it, and we have to rise to the occasion. But I've just seen, me, I was on an intense spiritual journey when the ship showed up, and I started ending up on the ships and everything else, and then I had to incorporate everything together. There's no, even on the sign, with the Skywatch field, it says contact comes from within. So we have to raise our frequencies. And also too, when you raise your frequencies, you'll see ships and other beings that have always been around you that you just couldn't see before. So it comes with enlightenment, on your path to enlightenment.
Can you please talk about the Ascended Masters and how to connect with them?
That's funny. Who's asking that question? How, if you really look at this, okay, who is asking that question? How do I connect with them? First of all, you're never disconnected. And the ego thinks it's disconnected, but you're not. And so you have to destroy that illusion, get rid of that illusion that you're not connected to everything and everyone, and it comes naturally. But we've had it ingrained that we're less than. We have fear and guilt and unworthiness layered upon us by religions and fear God and all that crap. All that stuff creates the illusion of being disconnected. But it is an illusion, it's not real. So how do you disconnect from omnipresence? And within everyone is a loving, joyous, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent being. The one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness is within everyone. And then you got these layers. And so you get rid of the layers and you connect. It's really that simple. But the big joke we played upon ourselves is that we are disconnected from God, Creator, Great Spirit, and the Ascended Masters. We were never disconnected. We just, through fear, guilt, and unworthiness, or some other program, we allowed that to be our reality. So, consciousness creates reality, and so we're creating the illusion of being disconnected. If that makes any sense,
Yeah,
but.
makes a lot of sense. Can you expand on the four earths?
There's eight Earths. How's that for expansion? Yeah, there's over eight Earths. But yeah, there's Earths in different frequencies. There are different timelines. It's crazy. It's crazy making. Eventually, if you try to capsulize all this in the brain, you'll go crazy. But your emotional body and your higher bodies understand it. But the timelines, the negative timelines are collapsing. And the people creating them don't understand who's doing it or why we do. And also too, they're doing, what was I say? Folding time. The Palladians and the higher beings are folding time. So we're here and there's all this really negative stuff getting ready to happen. And they go whoop and they fold time over to here and we miss it. We miss that stuff. I mean, on some reality, World War III probably already happened, but there's all these timelines collapsing, and a positive timeline has taken their place, and they're folding time and helping us get ahead of this stuff, move out of what the dark hearts and the cabal and the other guys have in store for us. And just a little heads up, if you're doing the bidding of the beast and the cabal and the dark hearts, do you really think they give a damn about you, your family, or anything, basically? They're at war with Creator, and you came from Creator. So figure it out. You got to figure it out.
Can you tell us what you know about Vega?
Vega, God, I used to know a lot about it. I'm trying to remember about Vega. See, Lyra was,
Part of the start.
it's part of the system of
Yeah.
Lyra. And, I know one of the colonies there collapsed. I mean, they went into war and they blew everything up and almost destroyed their planet.
Do you think,
But
are there beings living there?
yeah, they're still there. It's a big system. That whole system is a big system, and there's lots of planets, and there's like trillions of planets orbiting suns and Goldilocks. Now they're, I think they're up to like a billion trillion planets out there. So there's life everywhere throughout there. Lyra, I think Lyra were the original. They're the original DNA. It's the DNA of the gods, little g gods that came here. They're giants in the beginning. And then they went throughout the galaxy and they went to other smaller planets and they became smaller. They started matching the size of the planet. There's something that happens that way. And then they came here. So the ancient Lyrians went to the Pleiades, Orion, and the Hades system. And from there, they came to Earth, Mars, and Maldek. And Maldek is the asteroid belt, or Melona. Some people have a different name for it, is the asteroid belt. And it got blown up. And Mars lost its atmosphere, and Earth luckily was on the other side of the sun, so it made it through. I mean, it went through turbulent stuff, but it made it through.
Are there beings that live on the sun?
There are, yeah. Okay, so the sun, everybody goes, there's no way you can go to the sun, you'll burn up. I said, if you're physical, you'll burn up. But what if you're a 70, if you're a seven dimensional being, you're gonna have no problem in the sun. I actually have photographs that show winged beings in the sun. And so basically, of course, the sun is a multidimensional sun. It's multidimensional. The planets are multidimensional too. And so we got to stop thinking on 3D physical. We need to start thinking, expand into a multidimensional awareness, and then we're going to be aware of all these other things around us that are going on.
Are the solar flares a good thing?
The solar flares are, to be honest with you, it's rough. I mean, when it hits us, if you're really sensitive, when the gamma ray bursts go off in the very beginning, you feel that. And you go, well, what is going on? Start getting a little dizzy. You get your equilibrium goes off, and sometimes you need to lay down and take your shoes off and get grounded. And a lot of times I just try to push through it, and then you have to take more naps and everything. But in about 3 days, the heavier proton stream, all the other stuff hits, and that's when most people feel it. And it affects the bioelectric fields around the body, and it makes you release any lower frequency stuff. And it creates a quickening. So you're gonna have changes, social, economic changes, major changes when these go off. You're gonna have severe weather, and you're gonna have an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, in which that's what we're seeing right now. So the earth is growing, she's expanding, she's cleaning up, and it is a good thing. Anytime when you add more energy into a system, it's gonna create change, and she's usually gonna raise the frequencies. So definitely a good thing.
Will the magnetic pole shift jump us into 5D?
That's a good one. I was asking about that, and I was told that when there's a wipe, it's going to be like a mind wipe, and your ego and your personality self is on a very low level, and it's kind of like a magnetic energy, and if when that energy goes through and shifts, it's going to clean that out. And if you're not connected to your soul or your higher levels of consciousness, you're going to be like a zombie. And so I was told things like that, that a lot of people are don't even know who they are anymore. They're becoming zombies because they're not handling these changes. They're
I see a
not
lot of
functioning.
that. I'm
A
really
lot of
noticing a
that.
lot of that lately.
Yeah, and I mean, some things I just can't remember things. My mind's just like blanked out, and I'm going, wow, I've never seen anything like this. And then there's other times I just function so clear and like precise. And I said, this is an energetic thing. It's not a physical. I'm not doing a Biden, It's something else going on.
I think some people are, though. I've noticed going out
Yeah.
shopping,
Yeah.
go to the grocery store, and some people are just zombies.
Yeah, they do. They look like
And
zombies.
there's
There's no emotion, no
nothing
smiling.
there.
You go, wow, and there's some, every, you'll see somebody going through the thing and they're all happy and smiling. You go, oh, you're one of us,
Exactly.
it's really refreshing to see that now.
It is. Do Bigfoots ever get attacked by bears? Who usually wins?
Bigfoot.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Can we have contact with our own starseed families in our own areas?
I want to go back to Bigfoot. We're
Okay,
having a
sorry.
lot of Bigfoot sightings here, and Bigfoot has showed up here, and they're protecting the land, and they protect my other house. And I was sitting there sleeping. I hear this boom, 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 and I'll hear these something running behind the house, and I'm going, "What the hell is that?" And it's on two legs, and it is heavy and loud. And they surrounded my house once, my other place. It was really interesting, but they're on the move right now, and they're really helping out the light workers and doing whatever they can to help. And a lot of these people running around chasing Bigfoot. You keep messing with Bigfoot, you're gonna have an experience. If you don't go there with the right consciousness, humble, and bring gifts and things like, you're gonna have an experience. So I wouldn't, and if you shoot them, you're just gonna piss them off. So don't go there with that program. You're going to have a problem. And bears, Bigfoot have, they can mind speak, they can project energy, they can control the animals, the bears. They can just vibe the bears out. The bear will run off and not even know why.
I think they have such a good connection with nature
Yeah,
too that
yeah. Yeah, so they can use their consciousness as a gift and help people and heal people and things, or they can use it to move things out of their space that they don't want to have. They're there for the wrong reason.
any advice on what we should be doing in preparation for the 88 Lionsgate portal?
I would prepare on every level, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, every level. Drink a lot of water, put a little lemon in your water. Fasting, some fasting's good. Do whatever is necessary, meditate, clear out any unseen negative influences, do process-oriented therapy, ask your higher self to clear the stuff. There's so many things you can do for that. And mainly get out in nature and take your shoes off so you can readjust to the new energies.
I once heard you mention that in an NDE you had, you knew not to be distracted and how to move on through directly to source. In one of the lost books of the Bible, a book of Mary, she said you had to know the correct words to speak to the archon of each dimension you were passing through. Is this correct? Can you explain more about this?
I don't, there's some people that actually incarnated from those higher dimension from 7D and things like that, and they know who they are. They don't have to get
Right.
permission. They're above all those levels, and they go right on through. And with me, I had a lot of past lives as lamas and yogis, and that kicked in, when I crossed over. But the I don't know. It sounds very limited to me
I
that you
know.
have to know this name, or you can't get through that door.
Right. Too
Love and
difficult.
joy and bliss, your frequency is the key. And if you have a really high frequency, that key opens everything, opens every door. I got one more, and then we'll probably have to sign off. But
How come no one is talking about the Clintons riding on commercial flights? Have their assets been frozen?
are those the
True.
Clintons? Are they the body doubles?
True.
Yeah, it's like maybe the body doubles don't have. I mean, some of these people have been gone for a long time, and they have doubles and other people to keep the institution going. Anyway, it's all smoke and mirrors right now, and all the masks are all going to come down, and everything is going to be seen for what it is. So get ready for that because you're going to be shocked. And not everything is what you think it is, and not everybody's who you think they are, and not everybody's, some males are females and some
Oh.
females are male. And it's all coming down. So it just be prepared for that and go within. Don't get out into your personality and fight and argue and just go within and keep maintaining your center to get through this stuff. So anyhow, on that note, basically it goes back to keeping an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, stay centered, recalibrate with the Earth's frequency. She's shifting. And other than that, have a great evening and good night.
This thing is huge. Look at this thing. It's freaking huge. Oh my God, this thing is huge. Look at this thing. It's freaking huge.
Here's a plan. Strobe running lights on. Moving to the same area where all the UFOs were. The second plan. We'll be right back.
Thank you.